It's 7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe, joins me to talk about last night's meeting. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. All right. Give us the lowdown on the meeting last night. How'd it go?
Yeah, so we had a three-hour meeting, which is good amount of time. A few postponements. First on the agenda was Bridgeport Roman Dialysis and Corporation. This is an extension for a Mylar or subdivision map that was approved in the last 90 days at 35 Parsonage Road. It's part of St. Mary's Cemetery. They've spun off a little piece of land where the caretaker house was to sell it independently of the cemetery up there off of, well, Parsonage, but off of North Street, as most people know it. That extension was granted. Next, we had Connecticut Land Holdings, LLC, also known as 106 Glenville Road. This is a three-lot subdivision of 8 acres in a one-acre zone. It's the first time the commission saw the proposal, went through wetlands a few months ago. There's significant neighbor concerns about the redevelopment. The applicant here is trying to strike a deal with the neighbors' concerns, and then obviously going through the regulatory process with the Wetlands Agency and the commission. Commission last night was, we were waiting for sewer comments, the new connections for the new lots. The final design has not yet been worked out, and that needs to get done for obvious reasons before the commission moves forward. But also there was discussion about the layout of the lots and the open space. This proposal has a sort of a two-part open space plan. One is a fairly narrow strip of about 25 feet along a western boundary, which for all intents and purposes is for screening and not so much for habitat. And the commission is real keen on creating solid ecological habitat when they're taking open space, not just taking open space for the purposes of having, you know, the equivalent number if it doesn't function well. So applicant heard the comments, is going to try to rework and again address the commission's concerns while also keeping the neighbors' concerns addressed, and they'll be back at a later meeting, so no decision on that one. Next, number three was St. Paul Lutheran Church in Byram, 286 Delvin Avenue. They were looking to do an enclosed vestibule on the front and rear of the church and new parking area or revised parking area off of William Street in the rear. It was before the commission a few weeks ago, came back with addressing the sort of the last bits, and the commission voted to approve that last night. Number four, Cherry Valley Drive 6 LLC, also known as 91 Cherry Valley Road, was postponed before the meeting, so that was not discussed, as was 100 Clapper Ridge. That was also postponed before the final agenda was posted. Next, we had 731 Lake Avenue Trust at 731 Lake Avenue, also known as Applejack Farm. This is a historic overlay, a rezoned property with historic protections. The new owners of the property are looking to add a pool to the historic, adjacent to the historic building, has been to HGC, has been to the commission now, and that was approved last night with conditions. Number seven was Old Track Road Properties at 16 Old Track, looking to take over CNG space to open up a daycare center, early childhood center. That was postponed before the meeting started. And then the next two items were Greenwich Park LLC, 18 Valley Drive. This was a text amendment and a site plan special permit to adaptively reuse what most people know as Building 8 of Greenwich Office Park from office to full residential, about 46 units with additional alterations. Part of that needs some amending of the regulations to allow it legally. This amendment is unique. It's unique to the GBO zone, which is what Greenwich Office Park lies in, but it's also unique because they're looking to do a payment in lieu of building below market housing units, which in Greenwich, if you're looking to do incentivized zoning in the business zones, you need to provide a certain amount of units that are below market rate. The applicant here is trying to, instead of building, provide a fee appropriate to give to the housing trust, and then ultimately that would be used to support other projects or build affordable housing in the town. First time we've really talked about that as a broad stroke approach. We had something similar to this at One American Lane, but this is obviously in our core business district along Route 1. A lot of discussion about how what payment in lieu would be. Does the town want to endeavor to do that? Is it better to get construction of units through the developer as opposed to collecting fees and doing it later on their own? So a lot of strategies, a lot of talking. It was a very good conversation. So that that was not decided. They'll be back to us probably in the next few months with revisions and hopefully some good communication. With that discussion, they postponed the discussion on the final site plan for the building. So that will be pushed off to a later date. And then lastly, a return visit from Pickwick Plaza. They were approved earlier in the year for a restaurant use on the Greenwich Avenue side. There were a lot of conditions about helping patrons find the parking garage that is Pickwick Plaza because they have a significant parking garage below grade. Obviously, downtown the avenue, parking is a scarce commodity, and the commission is keen on making sure that any available parking that is permitted for these uses is getting maximized or used to the best ability. Applicant was finding that operating it with the valet and some security features was going to be problematic, and so they're looking for alternative measures to support the commission's decision, but also do it in a way that's economically feasible. A lot of back and forth about who proposed what, who asked for what, why it's not working in real-world terms, not just that, oh, we just don't want to have a valet system or whatever. So applicant was very forthcoming. Commission was also very helpful in trying to instruct what their goals were. So that was left open, and we'll be back at another date.
All right, Pat, when's the next meeting? And it looks like you're going to have a few things on the agenda, right?
Yeah, so next meeting is on the 6th. We will have, obviously, these postponements. Burning Tree Country Club will be back. Hopefully, 240 Greenwich Avenue will be back. It's another affordable housing project. It is a HO now. It was an affordable housing project earlier. Sorry, apologize. We'll have 45 Doverton Lane is a new house on a new lot in that part of the world off of Roundhill. We will also likely be talking about the Greenwich Hospital and their plans to renovate their facilities in and around the current hospital building. These are the ancillary buildings, not the hospital proper itself right now. That will be discussed. Including the hospital. So the hospital is looking to do renovations to incorporate the cancer center inside the current facility. To do that, they're looking to maximize the uses that they have around the building, around the facility and other buildings that they own. So that's 3 Perry Ridge, 5 Perry Ridge, 38 Lake. Neighborhood's been very active in working with the hospital. So I think a lot of people know about it, but that will likely be the first meeting to talk about the proposals.
All right, Pat. Wow, totally understand. You got a late night, and you really do a great job of encapsulating it in relatable terms. So
thank you.
We'll give you a pass. We'll give you a mulligan on that.
Even if you don't mean it, I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you.
Of course I mean it. All right. Thanks, Pat. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you, Tony. Talk to you later. Bye.